আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়িদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ ওয়েলকাম ডিয়ার ভিউয়ার্স টু দিস স্পেশাল ঈদ ট্রান্সমিশন টাইটেলড Blissful Eid. And we're going to cover how to spend Eid, the significance of Eid, the night of Eid, what has been mentioned in Ahadith regarding it, and much more, inshaAllah al-Kareem. First of all, let's begin with mentioning an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Send salat upon me, Allah Ta'ala will shower mercy upon you." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Eid al-Fitr, a time to rejoice, a time to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A time when the Muslim Ummah comes together to celebrate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have been bestowed upon them. So this is a special day, and as you know, Eid al-Fitr takes place upon the conclusion of Ramadan al-Kareem. This blessed month of Ramadan arrived, people fasted, people performed Taraweeh, etc., did many good deeds. And then when it concludes and it's the first of Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr takes place. Now, Eid al-Fitr, why do we celebrate it? What is the significance of Eid al-Fitr? You've just fasted for a month, recited the Quran, etc. Now Eid, what's the concordance? What's the link? So the ulama of Islam have said that in the month of Ramadan Kareem, people endure many difficulties. For example, normally during the day, in the night, whenever you want, you can eat, drink, have your teas, have your coffees, your desserts, whatever the case may be. But in Ramadan al-Mubarak, you face a challenge. Because the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was fast in the month of Ramadan. So from the time of Fajr, all the way till the time of Maghrib, you cannot eat, drink, or have marital relations. So it becomes harder. But this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that after a few fasts, we've adapted, our bodies have adapted, we're used to fasting. Allah ta'ala creates ease for us in this regard. And Allah ta'ala is the one who obligated fasting in the first place. He would never obligate something which is beyond the capacity of a believer. Allah ta'ala knows full well that we could fast in Ramadan, refrain from eating, drinking, and perform worship. So the whole month we're fasting. When we open our fast, it doesn't just end there. This is one ibadah, fasting. We have the 5 daily prayers. And then at Isha time, we go towards the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the males. We go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we offer Isha salah and an additional 20 raka'at of Taraweeh prayer. Now Taraweeh prayer again is something that we're not used to standing in qiyam for so long. Depending upon the pace at which the qari, the imam, is reciting, you could be standing from start to finish at Isha time for 2 hours. It's a test for your legs, for your stamina. And again, this is a challenge. This is something we endure in the month of Ramadan. So, when Eid al-Fitr comes, this is a day of forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala accepted the ibadat, the fasting, the taraweeh, the tilawatul Quran, the sadaqat, all those actions that we were doing, Allah Ta'ala accepted them, and this is His favor upon us, this is the reward that He has bestowed upon us, that on the day of Eid you celebrate. And in one hadith, we're even told that this night, the night of Eid, as soon as Ramadan concludes and Maghrib enters, it's Shawalul Mukarram, that night is known as Laylatul Ja'izah, the night of reward. So Allah rewards us, Allah forgives us, Allah gives us this day as a source of great blessings. It's a feast from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's prohibited to fast on the day of Eid because you are to enjoy yourself. You are to partake in meals with your family. You're not fasting on this day. You've done that for Ramadan Mubarak now. So this is the hikmah behind Eid. And as we know, the day of Eid, we try to look our best, which we should do anyway. For Muslims, we should have this mindset that I need to always look good. If Allah has blessed me, I should do izhar. I should express those blessings that Allah has bestowed upon me. So, the ulama have said, it is mustahab. This is in Fatawa Hindiya. It is mustahab to wear nice clothes on the day of Eid, whether those clothes are new or washed and clean. So many people buy new clothes. They have the expenses, they have the capability. There are other Muslims in parts of the world where they don't have the means to buy new clothes on the day of Eid, and as such they wear clean clothes, clothes that they have from before. But it's mustahab. And one should make good intentions that I'm showing the blessings of Allah upon me. Allah has blessed me, and these are those blessings. But if it is done out of pride or arrogance, if that's the intention, to show people that I'm better than others, look at the clothes I can afford. People can only spend £50 on their Eid outfit, whereas my shoes or my trainers alone cost £500. And when people see that, they'll respect me more, they'll do this, they'll do that. So arrogance, looking down on others based on clothing, based on footwear, this is prohibited. And if someone does this on the day of Eid, he'll be sinful rather than rewarded. So the key thing is intention. Ya Allah, you've blessed me. This is izharun ni'mah. This is revealing that blessing of Allah upon me. And not for the people though. And not to look down on others. So, Laylatul Ja'izah. Although we're speaking about the day of Eid, and we'll touch upon more of the activities that we need to partake in on the day of Eid, the night of Eid also has great significance as well. Some people, what they do is as soon as Ramadan concludes, they fall into ghafla. They think the hard work's done, now I can chill out. And ma'adhullah, some people even think the prohibited has become halal now. That I saved myself for 30 days from sins, now I can start sinning again. Astaghfirullah. In fact, people openly say this on social media nowadays. I'm going to release a song, but after Ramadan. From one aspect, yes, you can understand that that person is respecting Ramadan, but he's openly saying to people that, wait for my single to come out after Ramadan. And he's announcing his sin. And that's just one example. There are many other examples as well. People will, as soon as Ramadan concludes, go back to listening to music, smoking, drugs, etc., all sorts of things. So Ramadan wasn't a month wherein we only protect ourselves in this month. Ramadan was there to build our taqwa so that we can carry that taqwa into the other months. Shawalul Mukarram, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, the rest of the months of the year as well. If we haven't done that, then how successful have we been in reality? So going back to it, Laylatul Ja'izah, the night of Eid, when Ramadan finishes, that very night, people spend engrossed in, you know, arranging outfits and other things. Obviously, you give time to your outfits, you prepare food, you do all sorts of things. With good intentions, it's rewardable. But don't let this night go to waste. Why? Because in the ahadith, there are many blessings stated in this regard. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever stood on the nights of the two Eids seeking reward, his heart will not die on the day when the hearts of people will die. And in addition, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu reports, whoever revives 5 nights, i.e. he remains awake and engages in worship, paradise becomes necessary for him. They are the 8th, 9th, and 10th night of Dhul-Hijjah, the night of Eid al-Fitr, and the 15th of Sha'ban. Allahu Akbar. Another narration, which is reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, when the night of Eid al-Fitr arrives, it is referred to as Laylatul Ja'iza, the night of reward. When the morning of Eid comes, Allah Almighty sends His infallible angels to all the cities. So the angels descend to earth and station themselves at the top of every street and path. And they call out, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go to the court of that merciful Lord who is of forgiving and forgives the greatest of sins. Then Allah Almighty addresses His slaves. O my slaves, ask, what do you seek? By my might and honor, in this gathering of Eid Salah today, I will grant you whatever you ask for regarding your hereafter, and I will guide you towards goodness in relation to what you ask for of this world, i.e. I will do that which is best for you. By my might, so long as you be mindful of me, I will continue to veil your shortcomings. By my might and honor, I will not disgrace you alongside those who exceed the limits, the wrongdoers. Return to your homes forgiven. You have pleased me and I am pleased with you. Subhanallah. So this particular narration of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, which is in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib, we're told about the night of Eid being Laylatul Ja'iza. We're also told about the day of Eid when people go for Eid Salah. What's the announcement? Forgiveness is announced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's nasa'ih, there's nasiha in this narration as well, that we have to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will veil our shortcomings. Whatever we ask for when we go for Eid Salah, He will accept it. So Laylatul Ja'iza is a very special night. Don't waste this night. For as long as you live, ensure that straight after Ramadan, you take advantage of this blessed night of Eid al-Fitr, even if it's to stand for a few moments in worship. Not everybody could spend the entire night in worship. There are other responsibilities, we understand that. But don't let this night go completely to waste. Offer your Isha with Jama'at in the masjid. Recite Wazaif, recite a Tasbih of Dhikrullah Azza wa Jal, Durood Sharif, some Qur'an-e-Pak. Revive this night, inshallah, you will receive the barakat. And what is meant by the hearts will not die, when the people's hearts will die on the Day of Judgment, what is meant by that? So in this regard, the ulama have said, his heart will not be overcome with love for the world. And it will not become distant from the hereafter. So the love of the world won't penetrate the heart. And a person will be eager to accumulate deeds for the hereafter. He won't be distant from the hereafter. Another interpretation is that his heart will become protected from a bad end, su'ul khatima. This is what we all want. We want to save ourselves from a bad end. Revive the night of Eid as well. And a third interpretation is that his heart will remain at ease when questioned in the grave and on the Day of Judgment. So these interpretations are mentioned in Hashiyatu Sawi ala Sharh al-Saghir. Now Eid Salah. We go for Eid Salah and we prepare ourselves beforehand. We do ghusl. We wear nice clothes, fragrance. We groom ourselves. We look the best. This is an opportunity to go to the house of Allah where we will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make dua, collective dua, our duas will be accepted. You just heard the narration. So many blessings of this night. And so many blessings of the day of Eid. Now, when you go to Eid Salah, should you eat beforehand or not? Now, the scholars of Islam have said that on Eid al-Fitr, before you go to the Eid Salah, you should eat an odd number of dates. This is mustahab. And if you don't eat dates, any other sweet thing, for this reason, in many cultures, this Eid al-Fitr is referred to as the sweet Eid. Why? Because before you go towards Salah, Eid Salah that is, you eat an odd number of dates. Normally in South Asian households, rice pudding is cooked or other desserts, sweet dishes. And I'm sure in other cultures, the food that they are accustomed to, the desserts, sweet dishes that they eat are cooked as well. But it's mustahab to eat dates. And it's a sunnah to eat something sweet in odd number before Eid al-Fitr Salah. As for the women of the household, is Eid Jamaat wajib upon them as it is wajib upon the males? The answer is no. Eid Salah is not wajib upon the women. And of course, on the morning of Eid, the women in the household are quite busy themselves, arranging the food, the outfits, the house arrangements, so many things. So this would be an extra burden for them. So it's not wajib upon them. When something hasn't been obligated or necessitated by Sharia, a person shouldn't place themselves into hardship then by saying, I'm going to do that thing regardless. So the males will go for Eid Salah, and this is wajib, this prayer. It has six additional takbirat. The imam will explain on the day. There's a short lecture. And in the end, people meet each other. After the dua is concluded, people get up upon the conclusion of the dua, the entire Eid Salah. They hug each other, they embrace each other, they show affection, love, mercy, they're joyous. Now, did the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in congratulate each other? That's the question. And the answer is yes, they did. In fact, they would make a dua as well. They would congratulate each other and say, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minka. May Allah Almighty accept our deeds and yours. So when we give Eid Mubarak, when we congratulate our fellow Muslims, we should also make this dua, follow the Sahaba and say, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minka. Now, one thing to note here is when congratulating each other at the masjid and when you return home as well, congratulate and say Eid Mubarak to your household, your mother, your father, your siblings, your spouse, your children, that's fine. Shaking hands with them, embracing them, whatever the case may be. But it's seen that on the day of Eid, people, they even go to na-mahrams, ghair maharim, they place their hand on their heads. So Eid Mubarak. And they think that this is allowed. But remember, from a Shari'i perspective, you're not allowed to touch somebody who is not a mahram or is not your spouse. So ghair mahram, you cannot congratulate them in a way where you're touching them. This would be haram. And you're thinking I'm earning reward by spreading love on the day of Eid or congratulating someone on the day of Eid. This is something that's become widespread, unfortunately. It's prevalent in society. But remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his blessed hand never touched a ghair mahram. This never happened. The hadith states this. And we can't think that we are above the law, above the Sharia in this regard. And we can do what we like. Similarly, on weddings and other celebratory occasions, people do this. And the one who doesn't do this is looked down upon. This is the day and age we live in. We're living in. He's considered backwards. He's rebuked. And so many things are said regarding that person. Whereas in reality, he is the one with the taqwa. And on the day of Eid, he's come out of Ramadan with that taqwa. And he knows I'm not allowed to do this. That person is a ghair mahram. I can't touch them. I can't shake hands with them. I can't place my hand on their head. It's not allowed. So we celebrate Eid, but we celebrate it in accordance to the rulings, the ahkamat of Sharia. And if we don't, then instead of earning reward, instead of earning forgiveness, instead of earning mercy, blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll end up earning sins. And we don't want that. We've just struggled and toiled for the entire month of Ramadan Kareem, offered our namaz, taraweeh, fasted, gave charity, only for us to undo all of that by committing certain acts on the day of Eid, thinking it's fine. These things are taken lightly. Maybe some people are listening and thinking, what is Mawlana Sahib saying? What is he even referring to? Is that even a thing? Yes, it's a thing in Islam. You're not allowed to touch ghair mahram. It's prohibited. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to celebrate the day of Eid in accordance to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Remember, Just because it's the day of Eid, the day of celebration, the day of joy, it doesn't mean that the Sharia is put to aside. It doesn't mean that today we can do anything and everything. People will hire expensive cars, sports cars, and they'll blast music in those cars. They'll go up and down famous roads in the UK. And worldwide this happens as well. And they'll horn at girls, young girls, who don't help their own cause by walking around on the day of Eid uncovered, face full of makeup. Beauty is revealed, enhancing their beauty via cosmetics. And then they feel uncomfortable when someone beeps at them. Or is it the case that they crave that themselves? That's why they do that. They know that they'll go out, people will show them attention. And there's insecurity there as well. Why do you need that? You don't need affirmation from people. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha was asked, what is the best thing for a woman? And she said that she should neither look at a ghair mahram, and a ghair mahram should not look at her. On the day of Eid, al-aman wal-hafiz. People are putting up their snaps. Social media is filled with people revealing their Eid outfits. The curvatures of the body are all showing, and they think it's fine. It's the day of Eid. Remember, it's the day of Eid, it's the day of celebration, it's the day of joy, it's the day of gratitude. And you're not going to show gratitude by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to show gratitude by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah al-kareem, let's all make an intention that we will spend the rest of the day and every Eid of our lives in the future as well in accordance to Sharia. If you want to attain the most barakat, most blessings, most mercy from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to do it in a way that Allah has ordained. If he has said something is not allowed, who are we to say it's the day of Eid and it's allowed? A'udhu billah, it's not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us upright Muslims. May that taqwa we developed in Ramadan Kareem stay with us throughout the year until the next Ramadan as well. And may we all have good endings to our lives. We have husnul khatima. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah's blessings be upon you today.